with Mashbug Pond, there's a lot of people who kind of know about the history who have lived here for a long time. But I think in the last 20 years or so, people have sort of turned their back to this pond because people can no longer swim in it, and they're not supposed to eat the fish in it. And it was often a site for dumping. And so it's kind of a dark story in a certain kind of way. And if you look at the businesses around here, their backs are all turned to the pond. And sort of, I think of bodies of water as being a very soothing place to just sort of sit and reflect, and healing in a kind of way, and quite beautiful. I mean, as we sit here now, it's lovely. We can hear the birds, and it's a nice, large expanse of space that sort of lets you, you know, your mind wander. And people have kind of turned their back to it. And so how do you get people excited about something again? You can't, I don't think it's by preaching to them that this pond is sick and we really need to heal it and this is what you need to do. That doesn't really, isn't very motivating. And that's why I go back to, you know, of course I want to celebrate this pond and not protest about it. I think that the arts are a way of kind of getting people excited about something, and it sort of, when they're creative, it touches something inside them that is motivating, and it connects people with each other in a certain kind of way when they, you know, make things together or for a purpose together. And then doing a public event, it really is pulling people together. And the pond is such a focal point for it.